saying there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, you've recalculated. And look, it turns out that Donald Trump actually won. And remember that when the Georgia Secretary of State wouldn't go with it, and I don't believe that the Georgia Secretary of State is great in any way, but he was unwilling to go with it. Donald Trump then started the mob boss type underhanded threats. Listen, this is going to be costly in many ways, Trump said. Costly in many ways. It is straight up mob vocabulary, and he's recorded doing it. So the question now, this is parallel to the January 6th investigation. Is there going to be an indictment? Are there going to be charges coming out of Georgia? And I know, listen, I'm with everybody. Even if you get charges, it doesn't necessarily mean anything major is going to happen. But charging a former president is a really big deal. Just there being charges would be a major, major deal. We will have all of these clips on our Instagram, which you can find at David Pakman Show. Bottom line it for me. At the end of the day, where are you right now? Does Trump get charged anywhere? Federally, Georgia, Pennsylvania, just any. Will there be any charges against Trump or not? Let me know your thoughts in a comment, in a tweet, in an email to info@davidpakman.com. Today, we're going to be speaking with Sheila Heen, who's a Harvard Law School professor, founder of Triad Consulting, and also co-author of the New York Times bestsellers Difficult Conversations, as well as Thanks for the Feedback. Sheila, it's really great to have you on today.
I'm delighted to be here.
So every week I get questions from people in my audience. I have this very big political disagreement with my mom, and I want to know how to handle it. Or I have this difficult situation with my coworkers politically, and I want to know how to handle it. And people ask me for advice. And one of the first things I say is, well, to figure out the right path forward, you kind of first have to think about what you want the outcome to be. In other words, in a political disagreement with your mom, what's more important, proving her wrong or maintaining a relationship with your mom, for example, depending on what you expect might happen. So can you kind of open up by giving us a basic framework in terms of how to think generally about some of these difficult conversations that people sometimes have?
Absolutely. And David, I think you're right on the money, meaning I think one of the core questions is, what is my purpose in having a conversation? Because if my purpose is to prove her wrong, that is not necessarily going to change her mind. You may have noticed that.
True.
Right? Because it's totally clear to you that you have proven her wrong, and yet her views persist.
Right.
And so I think that's part of the struggle, which is that I actually think that there are things that are hard about just being in relationship with someone who holds a view that you find incredibly disturbing, upsetting, wrongheaded, foolish, uninformed. Should we keep going? What
right.
would you add?
All those things. Yeah, right, right. And it's important also because there's a range of, the example I give often is when people say, are you friends with like radical right people, for example? I'll say, listen, if someone thinks the tax rate should be 2 points lower than I do, it's not a big deal. It's just a disagreement, and we can kind of just work through that. It's not really going to affect too many things about my ability to relate to them. If they believe there's a secret cabal of Jews controlling every aspect of, you know, that's going to be a little bit different in terms of our ability to relate to each other. So it seems like that context is important, too.
I think that that's exactly right. And so I think what we're talking about are views that feel like they hit at the core of who we are.
Yes.
Or that suggest a threat to something that we hold really dear. And so in this weird way, there's like an identity issue that comes with like, how could I, being who I am and what I care about and what I want people to see about who I am, and respect about who I am, how could I be, fill in the blank, friends with, family with, neighbors with, coworkers with this person who at least the caricature of the view that they hold in some way invalidates, dismisses, or oppresses something that really matters to me about who I am. And just that, that identity quake that comes with that question, I think is why we feel like we need to have a conversation with them.
Right. And what would thinking of techniques, you know, sometimes it'll be like, hey, we need to talk, or you said something that really offended me, starting with how one felt. There's all these different tactics that are often mentioned. Is there some universal best way to kind of start some of these conversations, or does it really depend on who the person is and what you're going to talk about?
So I think that the thing that it depends most on is negotiating with yourself about your purpose.
Yeah.
So for instance, the couple of examples that you just gave, if they just said something or did something that I want to raise, well, then there is a purpose to the conversation. And my purpose would be, I want to share with you sort of what impact that had for me, or why I found it upsetting or frustrating, or
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Every day, baby, when the sun goes down, get with my party and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people's thinking, I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I came home last night all full of my lush. Baby started to fuss and I said, honey, hush. I don't care what you're thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. And don't try to spoil my fun. I've got to have a little drink when my day's work's done. I don't care what you are thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I want to pet you now, baby, just before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night, we can drink some more. We don't care what the people's thinking. We ain't drunk, we just drink. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking, that's all.
Chickadee, little chickadee, tell me what you need from me. Happy as the day is long, sit and sing a little song. Little chickadee, tell me what.
You can't be mine. It ain't no joke to be so broke. And baby, you know I ain't lying when I say romance without finance is a blues. So baby, you know I need some gold. You know I need some gold.
With who brung you, swang with who swung you, don't be a fickle fool. If you came here with a gal who has always been your pal, don't leave her for the first unattached girl, it just ain't cool. You gotta dance with who brung you, swang with who swung you, life ain't no 40-yard dash. Bash. I had a friend in Texas, really had some style. He sang good old western swing and nearly drove him wild. When a talent scout from Vegas said, boy, dress and sing this way. In one short year, he's broke, and in L.A., you've got to dance with who brung you, swing with who swung you. Life ain't no 40-yard dash. Be in it for the long run. In the long run, you'll have more fun if you dance with who brung you to the bash. gotta be real careful what you wish for, 'cause you just might get the whole darn thing. Be sure what you want is really something you can use, or you might wind up out there singing the blues. You gotta dance with who brung you, swing with who swung you. Life ain't no 40-yard dash. Be in it for the long run. In the long run, you'll have more fun if you dance with who brung you, swing with who swung you. Back. Yeah. Swing that thing.
Thank you. clover queen in place, crimson hair across your face. You can make me cry if you don't know. I can't remember what I was thinking of. You might be spoiling me with too much love. Gonna make me lonesome when you go. Flowers on the hillside blooming crazy. Crickets talking back and forth in rhymes. Blue river running slow and lazy. I could stay with you forever, never realize the time. Ships have all been said. Might have been like Verlaine's and Rambo. There's no way I can compare all the scenes to this affair. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing, staying far behind without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm
come true. And when you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas. Book ending, I'm lost in your charm, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Oh, buddy, now. Troubles are just up and gone the moment that you come in view. And with your hand in mine, dear, I could dance on, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you. Storybook ending, I'm lost in your charm, and I could waltz across Texas with you.
Mm-hmm. young bride, dying to be there by his side. Left Virginia far behind, just to be with him. She was Kansas City bound when she heard that whistle sound. She didn't turn and look around. She was all and gone. Platform lay there bare. She couldn't find him anywhere. She was all alone. She couldn't stand to bear the pain. Could only find herself to blame. The way of living with shame. And turn and go back home. By a gun, did what she thought to be done. She died there all alone. They say sometimes a form is seen of a woman lost in dreams. Rides from Kansas to Virginia, around the Bowman line. Lonesome leaving train.
as our ship lies in the harbor, I will look back upon your shore, and I'll feel sorrow to be leaving your green land forevermore. But as we're sailing on the ocean, with each day that we're out at sea, all the dreams I've had for years now drawing nearer reality. For the cord has never severed, and the longing each day has grown. So tomorrow I'll be leaving for the land I call my home. Fare thee well, thank you.
again Tuesday, be alright. Just as long as you hold me tight Thursday too, just might do. 'Cause you're the one that I've been waiting for to find the right words to say. And I'm gonna love you more and more and more and more each day. That's why Monday morning's fine, just as long as you say you're mine. And Thursday too, I know you come through. Leaving Saturday at dawn, when you got the radio on, just listening to the news, you can wash away my blues.
Don't like looking down. Tend to get my bearings from things that don't move around. Always placed a lot of faith in the ground beneath my feet. Oh, and I have lived my life depending on gravity. Oh, I'm up here on this high wire, feeling lighter than the air. It's a precarious position, I don't even care. Better watch my step, I guess it just takes one false move. Oh, and I could fall for you, depending on gravity. Stray a bit off course to where the laws of physics aren't so strictly enforced. Just let me hold you in suspense and let the chips fall where they must, depending on gravity. Yeah. Now everyone appreciates balance as a grace. All things being equal, when you've fallen on your face. But in my flying dreams, it seems I'm somehow lifted up. And it seems there's just too much, depending on gravity.
Fue muerto Ezequiel Hernández. Oh. asesino era el joven Clemente, soldado de California. Eso lo dice la gente. Cerca de ahí el río Bravo, los marines fueron a investigar drogas que estaban pasando.
That I'll be going back someday, and beneath I pray the Lord to please take me back to that little old green valley far away. Now it's not hard to see just what's wrong with me all the time. When I tell you I'm homesick, lonesome, and sad, there's a deep regret I will never get off of my mind. For I went to Rome, left the only home I ever had. I hear a mockingbird down in a little green valley. I know he's singing out his heart to welcome me. And someone waits by the garden gate down in a little green valley. When I get home again, how happy she will be. Down by that little babbling brook once more I'll wander, and in a shady nook I'll dream the hours away. And there I'll leave all my cares behind, go where I know I'll find sunshine. Back to that little old green valley far away.
Alright, just now from the doctor. Give me my box. Let me try them again. So if my feet won't bend, these are hot dogs. I mean red hot. My feet never fell on me but one. That was last Saturday night down at that Booger River on Tulip Coast. That log come in. I was fairly choked. He broke up that party. Everybody got away but me. My old feet fell on me then. But you ought to see him now. A rabbit wouldn't have a chance. Not a ghost of a show. Hey, hey, watch my music. Yellow hot dog moving all the time. Me and my feet just won't wait. Feet's not no worry, dog. They are the hottest kind of dog. I mean, they're steaming puppies. Now my feet did me how. You ought to see me do the black bottom now. Let me tell you all about these boy dogs of mine.
sit down.
No, I can't sit down.
Sit down.
No, I can't sit down.
Why don't you sit down?
No, I can't sit down, 'cause I just got to heaven and I've got to walk around.
I see people all dressed in white.
Must be the people called the Israelites.
Look at those people now dressed in red.
They're the people that Moses led. Sit down.
No, I can't sit down.
Sit down.
No, I can't sit down.
Why don't you sit down?
No, I can't sit down, 'cause I just got to heaven and I've got to walk around.
I see people all dressed in blue.
They're the Christians coming through.
Look at those people now dressed in black.
They give up and they're turning back. Sit down.
No, I can't sit down.
Sit down.
No, I can't sit down.
Why don't you sit down?
No, I can't sit down, 'cause I just got to heaven and I've got to walk around.
Come on, friends, let's go and see
what God has for you and me.
I see Jesus on the throne.
Aren't you glad you made it home? Sit down.
No, I can't sit down.
Sit down.
No, I can't sit down.
Why don't you sit down?
No, I can't sit down, 'cause I just got to heaven and I've got to walk around.
Sit down.
No, I can't sit down.
Sit down.
No, I can't sit down.
Why don't you sit down?
No, I can't sit down, 'cause I just got to heaven and I've got to walk around.
Hark the voice.
Hark the voice.
Of Jesus calling.
Jesus calling.
Come and work.
Come and work for him today. The field is wide and the harvest falling. Come and work for him today.
You've got to walk.
You've got to walk.
That lonesome valley.
Lonesome valley.
You've got to walk. You've
got to walk
it by yourself. There's no one here. Got to go there by yourself.
My mother told
me when she's dying.
When she's dying.
Just before her breath was gone.
My darling boy, put trust in Jesus, for I'll leave you here alone.
You've got to walk.
You've got to walk.
That lonesome valley.
Lonesome valley.
You've
got to walk it by yourself, and no one here can go there with you. You've got to go there by yourself.
Some people say John was a Baptist.
Was a Baptist.
Others said
he was a Jew. But the Holy Bible tells us that he was a preacher too.
You've got to walk.
You've got to walk.
That lonesome valley.
Lonesome valley.
You've got to walk.
You've got to walk
it by yourself. There's no one here can go there with you. You've got to go.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
Real products are tested for safety. My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
Go for real.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Friends, that clock has done it again. It's come all the way around there and caught up with us. That means we're going to have to leave you for now, but we'll be back. So this is Hank Williams saying, if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll see you for long. In the meantime, Jerry, let's go see Sally Goodman. Huh? Thank you.
hairs go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home. Listen to his stereo.
And what he's listening to, perhaps, is Zombo's Deep Archive, which is what you're going to be listening to today. It is me rebroadcasting old, old, old shows and using this slot on Thursdays from 2 to 5 p.m. to play 3 hours of some super vintage Zombo. The shows are 13 years old. And today's show we're going to do is a rebroadcast from May the 15th of 2009. This is WRCT Pittsburgh, and Zombo in Your Brain is going to be on tomorrow at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in its regular, irregular slot on this here station. But for right now, the Deep Archive, so let's go back to the 15th of May, 2009. It's your best friend in the world, Zombo here. Jamie. That damn tamale bringing you this week the letter C, everybody's favorite letter. That's right, going through the alphabet. The past 2 weeks was A and B, and today, yes, you know, just being predictable for once in my life. Today, all songs that begin with the letter C. And I will not see, and I will see you in 2 weeks. I'll not be on the radio next week. But coming up, the ASPs. So, you know, you might have a taste of what Zombo won't be like on the air if they don't renew my air shift proposals. So you might want to email the station, or you might not. You'll get a taste of what it's like, what your life is like 1 week without me. And it could be a very good thing. It's like saying, you know that week I stopped smoking crack? I feel pretty good. All right, this is Come On, Do the Laika by Laika and the Cosmonauts. Got great sea songs for you. All right. RCT, Zombo in Your Brain already.
Come on, everybody, and snap your fingers now. Come on, everybody, and clap your hands real loud. Come on, everybody, take a real deep breath and repeat after me. I love my baby. I love my baby. I love my baby. Hey, hey, hey. And my baby loves me. Come on, everybody, and whistle this tune right now. Come on, everybody, and stomp your feet real loud. Come on, everybody, take a real deep breath and repeat after me. I love my baby. I love my baby. I love my baby. Hey, hey, hey. And my baby loves me.
My baby loves me.
Oh, there ain't nothing wrong with the long hair music like Brown, Beethoven, and Bach. But I was raised with a guitar in my hands, and I was born to rock away.